Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of September 2019. Supreme Court has granted 15 more days to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to complete investigation in the accident case involving the Unnao rape survivor, her family members and lawyer. The court extended the time period for CBI investigation after Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the CBI, sought more time on grounds that the statement of the survivor's counsel has not been recorded. Supreme Court has ruled that as per Mit Akshara law of succession, father's self-acquired property given to son by way of a law gift will keep the character of self-acquired property and will not become ancestral property unless a contrary intention is expressed in the deed. Supreme Court has granted the resolution professional of Amtech Auto 21 days to invite fresh bids, giving a fresh lease of life to the insolvent component maker whose liquidation it had earlier stayed. The court observed that the lenders to the company will have 2 weeks after that to decide on a final resolution plan and place it before the court. Supreme Court has ruled that Article 62 of the Limitation Act, 1963 would only apply to suits and not to an application which is filed under Section 7 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, which would only fall within the residuary Article 137. Supreme Court has ruled that the power to strike out the defense vested in the rent controller under subsection 7 of Section 15 of the Delhi Rent Control Act, 1958 is discretionary and not essential. The court observed that it was not only a willful failure or deliberate default or volitional of non-performance that can call for the exercise of the extraordinary power. Supreme Court has ruled that a person aggrieved by any order of assessment is to get it modified under Section 128 of Central Excise Act, 1944 or other relevant provisions and not Section 27 for claiming a refund. Supreme Court has ruled that when the execution of the gift deed was not specifically denied in the suit filed, then it was not mandatory for the DINI to examine one of the attesting witnesses in terms of proviso to Section 68 of the Indian Evidence Act, 1872. Delhi High Court has directed authorities to use drone surveillance for conducting fire safety inspection in Karol Bagh while noting huge unauthorized construction and traffic congestion in the area. The court directed the North Delhi Municipal Corporation and Delhi Fire Services to file a joint status report on the issue by the next date of hearing, that is, the 14th of October. Andhra Pradesh High Court has directed solar and wind energy companies to approach state electricity regulator after they opposed the renegotiation of tariff rates by the state. The court rejected the arguments the companies posed against the state government reviewing power purchase agreements and said that the government can approach the Andhra Pradesh Electricity Regulatory Commission for a review. Telangana High Court has rejected a plea requesting for a court-monitored investigation by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, into the death of Andhra Pradesh Assembly former Speaker Kodila Sivaprasada Rao. The court questioning the locus standi of petitioner Burulgada Anil Kumar in the case, declined to hear his public interest litigation petition. Madras High Court has rejected a plea seeking quashing of the rank list for admission to MBBS BTS 2019-2020 courses for government and management quota and conduct fresh counselling. The court dismissed the petitioner's arguments that seats had not been allocated based on nativity certificate. Delhi High Court has observed that parents are to be maintained by all of their children and there can be no division of duty among them in this regard. The observation was made by the court while dismissing a man's plea against a senior citizen maintenance tribunal order asking him to pay 2,000 rupees per month to his parents. Delhi High Court has sought the reply of the Delhi University and St. Stephen's College on a plea opposing the inclusion of a member from the institute's Supreme Council in the interview panel for admission of Christian students. The court issued notice to the DU, the college, its Supreme Council, its principal and the University Grants Commission seeking their stand by the 16th of October on the petition by three professors of the institute. Delhi High Court has asked former Union Minister P. Chidambaram's lawyers to file an affidavit disclosing the source of certain official documents relating to Foreign Investment Promotion Board approval granted to INX Media that were cited in his defense. Bombay High Court has rejected a couple of writ petitions challenging the appointment of three ministers in the state cabinet less than 6 months before assembly elections. The court observed that in the absence of an adjudication by the speaker on their alleged defection and disqualification, it was not possible for it to rule on it. Labour Ministry has notified 8.65 rate of interest on Employees Provident Fund, EPF, for 2018 to 2019. This will allow crediting the interest amount of 54,000 rupee crore into accounts of over 6 crore subscribers. Besides, it would enable Employees Provident Fund organization to settle withdrawal claims on this rate. Delhi High Court, DHC, has issued notice to the Delhi government in a public interest litigation that challenges the validity of taking voice samples by the police under Section 53 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 as being violative of right to privacy. Notification has been issued by the Delhi government pursuant to which the value of a welfare stamp on a Vakalatnama has been increased to 25 rupees in Delhi. Further, the notification reads that in exercise of the powers conferred by Section 35 read with provisos to subsection 1 of Section 27 of the Advocates Welfare Fund Act 2001, the relevant rules governing stamps have been amended by the Delhi government.